Well, not anybody. Anybody who's born in this country would be
from the United States. Mm-hmm.
And if you were, if I said, what are you? You'd say, well, I'm a
citizen of the United States.
And what citizen? You'd say you were, well, I was thinking of American.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It just wasn't there.
It's just so little. Yeah, you'd say that
I'm American.
Yeah, yeah. And if you were talking about your own race, you'd say that you were
what?
And if you were talking about, well, there's not any Indians around here. The only other race I guess would be around here, you'd say that they were
colored, Negro.
And if you were talking about white people who were, well, kind of lazy and sort of don't ever work and they aren't too well off, you call those people
lazy.
Well, have you heard of white trash? That's sort of,
yes.
You've heard those, that term?
Yes.
And what about a person who lives like way back off in the hills, you know, and everything, and never does come to town or anything much like that, and you say that that person, you call that person a
hillbilly.
If somebody was like outside waiting for you and waiting for you to get ready to go someplace, and they might holler and say, hey, are you going to be ready soon? You might say, yeah, I'll be with you in
just a minute.
And if you knew like you were on the right road to a place, but you just weren't sure of the distance, and you might ask somebody, well, how
far?
And if you wanted to know, like, how many tons somebody did something, like, go to town, you'd say, well, how many times somebody does anything? How many times you wash your hair a week? You'd say, well, how?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
How often?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you were agreeing with somebody and you wanted, it was somebody you wanted to make them know that you agreed with them, and they might say, well, now, I'm not going to do that. And you might say, well, then me.
Either.
And this next part is just for pronunciation. I'm just going to point to this. This is just part of the body, and I'll just point and say what you call it. This would be the
forehead.
And this would be my
hair.
And on a man's face.
Beard.
And now this particular one of these would be
ear.
Mm-hmm. And to distinguish it from this one, you say this was the
left.
Yeah. And
ear.
Yeah. And this would be
right ear.
Yeah. And this would be your
lips.
And then
mouth.
This, yeah. And this would be your
neck.
And then the part you swallow through would be
throat.
And one of these would be
tooth.
Yeah. And then this part up above,
gums.
And this part of your hand,
palm.
And one of these would be
fist.
Yeah. And two would be,
that would be fist.
And any place on your body that bends, where
joint.
And upper part of a man's body would be his
chest.
And these are called your
shoulders.
And this would be
your hand.
And this whole thing would be my
leg.
And this would be
foot.
And both together.
Feet.
And then this part that you hit a lot of times, did you not?
Knee.
And then below that, there's this, like if you...
Foreleg? I don't know.
Oh, say the shin?
Yes.
And then like if you, the back part of your thigh, like if you squat down, you say you're squatting down on your